Good day. This is the Technologist Cares 3 Daily Briefing for January 17th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by, one, listening to it on a daily basis, then also sharing this with everyone that you know, and also hit that subscribe button to wherever you're listening to this podcast. So let's get on with the briefing. First up is Google. A couple of Google stories today, and this one, the first one is actually pretty interesting. Google has spent $40 million to buy intellectual property from the watchmaker Fossil. Not only have they spent $40 million, but then also brought in over their R&D engineers that are responsible for those IPs. Google is really making an effort to really make their smartwatch division actually work, and Fossil has done something with their watches, their smartwatches, that Google just found irresistible and needed to own it for themselves. So it's going to be interesting on what Fossil will do for their new revisions of their smartwatches, or whether or not they're really partnering up with Google. But we'll see. But then also, Google has raised the prices of their G Suite. Well, for those that are not in business for themselves, or you're staying within the limit of what Google gives away for free, the G Suite is designed for people, with individuals who want to really use the Google apps that are available, but then also to give you more space for all your photographs and documents. Well, the cost on that right now is $5 a month, but starting on April 1st, they're increasing it to $6. But then also, if you have a business account, it will go up from $10 to $12. And what they're doing is that they're following what Microsoft is doing. Kind of weird. It's like, this is supposed to be competition, but the competition is to see on, well, let's increase our prices. And so this kind of goes, I guess, with what's happening with so many things, with so many subscriptions and everybody raising their prices. That's like I talked about the other day with Netflix increasing their prices as well. It seems like things are simply just getting more and more expensive. And now, even though Google is talking about, hey, you know, they have a whole lot of value, particularly for those $6 or $12. Well, I got to tell you, the average person, out of all honesty, really just wants to be able to have a place to be able to back up their photos, so that way they're not having to buy an external hard drives in order to. It's a harder process when you have to really deal with your photographs, and Google makes it easy, Apple makes it easy, but think about it. Now we are in the world, in a realm of where we're having to pay for storage in order to keep our memories. And it's going to keep going for the rest of our lives. Whew. Absolutely amazing. So hopefully you'll live a long time, then realize how much money that you have to make in order to maintain your memories. Go through your photos, see what you actually need. Next up, we actually have Tesla. Tesla has done something very interesting today. Elon Musk, who's the CEO of Tesla, or actually chairman, he's no longer CEO, at least not yet, or something. But the Model S and the Model X, for those that, of course, know Tesla, if you listen to this podcast, you definitely know about Tesla, and you know that that is my next vehicle. But they have removed the 75 kilowatt battery models of the Model S and the Model X. What does that mean? How does that translate to you? If you desire one of these, now instead of your vehicle costing $70,000, Tesla Model S and X now have a starting price of $94,000. And that's for the 100D model, which is a dual motor with 100 kilowatts. Wow. That is quite interesting. But they're doing it to streamline so that they can be more profitable, right? But this also affects the Model 3. So with the Model 3, That starts at $43,000 now. So they got rid of the cheapest model, and now they're going with the higher model. But it's the model that people are buying anyways. But in either case, I think it's quite interesting of what Tesla is doing. Instead of reducing costs, they're making things more expensive. But then also the other thing that he's done is that starting on February 1st, they're getting rid of the customer referral program. Now, this is a really cool program for current Tesla owners, to where when they refer their somebody new to get a Tesla, they get a year of the supercharger and stuff like that. So they're getting rid of that program as well. And according to Elon Musk, again, it's to save on costs, so that way that they can really make more money. Interesting. Next up, we have Ford. Ford today has announced that they are currently working on an electric version of the F-150 and electric version of the Explorer. And what they're touting with these vehicles, which will come out next year, is that they're going to have more power and capability than the current gasoline models. Well, as those, if you haven't heard, and I spoke about it before, Ford is getting rid of all of their cars, or the sedans and cars, except the Mustang, and going with full crossover and trucks, because that's what the market is stating, that's what their people are buying. But the first electric car is actually going to be a crossover model, not the Explorer, the F-150. It's going to be something completely brand new, but it's based off of the Mustang. So it's going to be interesting on what they actually come out with. But it's good that they're going the electric route despite even having larger vehicles. But the advantage of that too is that because they're larger vehicles, they can pack more battery, and hopefully it can pack more batteries, so that way that you actually have a longer range. Hopefully they can brake and go over 500 miles, which would be absolutely awesome. Next up, we have Verizon. Verizon has a new promotion, buy one, get one free, on the iPhone XR, and also the Google Pixel 3. Now, what's interesting about this sale is that, of course, there have been recent reports about, you know, Apple not selling as many iPhones as it used to. But in reality, the smartphone market is not as profitable or lucrative as it used to be. And these two devices are really good smartphones. But to already go to a BOGO deal already means that the carriers recognize that they need to push their inventory out. Now, I don't know about you, but a BOGO deal does not sound that great to me, because that means that not only do you get a phone, yeah, you may get a phone for free, but you're paying for that additional line. And additional line is at least $40. So, but hey, if you have a family or somebody else you want to give a phone to, not a bad deal. Still. Next up, we have Facebook. Facebook has been caught, at least with some of their employees, have been caught putting 5-star reviews on Amazon for their Facebook Portal device. Now, this is a video conferencing device that I think, honestly, is one of those type of devices, well, maybe 3 years too late. But actually seeing it in person, it seems pretty cool. But you have to be a Facebook user, and you also have to know somebody else that uses Facebook Messenger and whatnot in order to really utilize the Portal device. But you have employees on there that are giving 5-star reviews. Why? It's because, well, not that many people are really giving it great reviews, or absolutely 5-star reviews in a sense. And so this actually really goes against not only Amazon's policies, because you can't be an employee of a manufacturer and give a review, but it also goes against Facebook's policies. So it's left, we don't know exactly what's going to happen with these employees just yet. But again, this is another mark against Facebook, where the people can trust them, and it is sad. And it is really sad that you have employees that would take upon themselves and think that they're not going to get caught, knowing that they represent Facebook. And with all the troubles that Facebook is going through, this is really sad. But then also, finally, we have Amazon. Amazon, with if you have an Alexa device, like an Echo or an Echo Dot or Echo Show, you can now actually, and this is really cool with what Amazon has done and with their devices, that they consistently and constantly upgrade their devices. And then also, if you actually have one, a quick plug, make sure that you go into your Alexa app and go and search under your skills and search for Technologist KS3 and enable that skill. Whenever you now listen to the news on your Alexa device, Technologist KS3 and this briefing will come up on a daily basis. So awesome. So make sure you go and do that. But what Amazon has done is that they upgraded the voice of Alexa while she's reading the news to where now it sounds a bit more professional and a bit more human. Hey, that's what technology is all about, improvement. And I've tried it on my Alexa Dot, my Amazon Echo. And yeah, sounds a bit more professional. But when you listen to my briefing, you hear my voice. Don't I sound professional? But in the case, this ends the daily briefing for January 17th, 2019. Again, my name is Kenneth Sons III. Everyone have a great day and thank you for listening to this podcast and enjoy.
Are you currently listening to this podcast in traffic, wishing that you are somewhere else? Perhaps you want to go to the beach. Or perhaps you may want to climb a mountain. Well, either case, visit gosotravel.com and book your next vacation. That is GOSOtravel.com.